Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. Get your game day on and be the first to get this year's OU or OSU Bedlam t-shirt just for donating blood Friday, September 1st at your Oklahoma Blood Institute Donor Center. Stop by between 9 and 4. Oklahoma Beef Council will have an all-beef hot dog waiting for you. Nothing matters more than saving lives in our community, and patients in area hospitals are counting on you this Labor Day weekend. Win from within by giving blood on September 1st with Oklahoma Blood Institute. Visit OBI.org.
Cattle futures took back yesterday's gains. We were down 15 as the August feeder cattle expired at 142.75. September's down 107 at 142.67. October down 82. Live cattle in August down $1.50 at 104.05. October not quite as low, down 60 at 105.52. Midday box beef were a little bit higher. Choice up 41 at 192.13. Select up 46 at 191.58. Choice select spreads 55 cents. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 143.34. Of course, the August closed at 142.75. And that'll be priced off tomorrow afternoon's feeder cattle index. The cash markets this week have been $2 to $5 higher. And generally been the same price since April here on the feeder cattle. And on the live cattle, it's been more of a downward trend. But I think that the overall long-term growth of the inventory is still weighing on prices, even though it's a very long-term thing. That seems to be the main driver here. Exports this morning for beef were pretty good, the highest weekly export number since 2013, 588,000 metric tons total, or cumulative for the year, nearly 10% more than where we were last year at this time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures caught a bid today, and we were higher across the board. Corn was up 11 to 12 and a half cents, with December up 12 and a quarter, closing at 357 and three quarters. Beans are up 12 to 13, and then the wheats were 3 to 5 higher in Chicago and 6 to 7 higher in the Kansas City wheat. We had a couple things going on, kicked off with the export report of 132,000 metric tons of beans, and then the export report, the regular weekly one, wheat was right in the middle of the range. Corn was considered a little bit good, and then beans were pretty good as well. So pretty fair exports there. Hedge funds are still short across the board, and looks like they bought a bunch of those contracts back. And then to go along with the exports this morning, we had a Stats Canada report with the Canadian expectations of their crops. Wheat was 25.54 million metric tons. They're looking for 26.2, so it was lower than expected on their Canadian wheat production. Canola, also a little bit lower at 18.2, where the average guess was 18.6. And corn was larger. Corn was 13.6, where the average guess was 13.5. And beans were 7.7, where the average guess was 7.9. And I think all those things combined today really brought some buying back into the market.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.